John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Air, the phone company formerly known as Aircom, is the main story for three papers. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a judge blasted the company after a court heard it had threatened its staff with disciplinary action if they handled customer complaints according to Irish law. The judge is Anthony Halpin of the District Court, and his labelling of Air as a disgrace for this warning to staff makes the Irish Times lead headline. In the case, as Conor Pope writes in the Times, ComReg produced an air training manual which contained this warning. The manual also outlined trigger words that would allow people ringing Air with complaints to have them dealt with expeditiously. Those using such phrases as "I want a supervisor" or "I want to complain" found the complaints were often not dealt with. The Irish Independent gives prominence to Air's claim that the instruction to staff to hide complaint details from customers was taken out of context. The Irish Examiner takes its lead story from an open letter to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, signed by 21 doctors and researchers and published in the paper today. They say that cancer survival rates will decrease unless proper funding is invested in healthcare, and they demand investment for the National Cancer Strategy, first published by Mr. Harris as Minister for Health in 2017. A promise by Taoiseach Harris makes the Irish Sun's lead story. The paper reports that he has vowed that children who are on surgery waiting lists will get their much-needed ops faster. He pledged to ensure that no children would find themselves in a scenario where they are waiting in pain and agony. The Irish Daily Star leads with the murder investigation launched by Gardaí after a man allegedly beaten with a hammer was found in the back garden of a house in Naas, County Kildare, on Sunday. Sources told the paper that Shane Knott may have been killed up to a week ago. The Irish Daily Mail has an interview with the Governor of the Central Bank, Gabriel MacLouf. The Governor said that Ireland's planning system is too slow to deliver the number of houses needed and must be reformed. He also called on the government to invest urgently in health infrastructure to address the needs of the ageing population. There's a lot about cars in the paper. The Examiner reports on its front page Transport Minister Eamon Ryan's confirmation yesterday of plans to introduce new cameras that will automatically fine drivers who break red lights. The Times reports the Minister's criticism of gantries which project out over the public footpath to enable the charging of electric vehicles. Their widespread use would take from the character of our streets, he said. On another page of the Times, there is a debate about whether it is better to buy an electric car now or to wait. Michael McAleer, the paper's motoring editor, says wait. Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent, says buy now. In The Independent, John Gibbons, founder of the website climatechange.ie, offers his thoughts on the SUV, the so-called sports utility vehicle. SUVs put pressure on our already limited city spaces, says Gibbons. We should follow the French and introduce a heavy tax on high-polluting vehicles.
John, thank you very much indeed.